3TJO for a signal check.
I heard you there, Tom. Your audio was a little low, but I heard you. KB3JQQ.
Great, thanks. N3TJO.
All right, good evening. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net here on the WB3DXW Echo Link server and linked repeaters. We'll be starting in just a few moments. KB3MXM. All right, good evening, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us here on the WB3GXW repeater and Echo Link system and other linked 2-meter repeater systems throughout the area. Thank you all for joining us this evening. So we'll go ahead and get started with the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Conference. First, just a quick reminder that I do see some folks on here with listen only, so we won't be calling on those stations for any comments, but we'll try to get to everyone who's on the list. Thank you. Stand by. First, I'd like to start off by mentioning that just about 3 weeks ago, I contacted headquarters and talked to Ken Bailey and asked him to update the Maryland DC Aries Connect website and put the list of counties and incorporated cities on there. So if you haven't yet, and I encourage you to do so, I go to the Aries Connect page, which is easy to find, and go ahead and start registering with your information, and then your local leadership, your ECs, DECs, SECs, section managers will be able then to update information there and include you in any activities. Also, if you are familiar with how Aries Link or Aries Connect works, if you have events going on in your area and you would like to include them in Aries Connect for volunteers, you can do that if you have the authority to do so. So if you're an EC, DEC, SEC, or other section leadership, and you would like permission to do that, to get your Aries team members updated, I'll let your section leadership know. Thank you. I sent the section news out late this evening. It's been a rather busy time for me here, so I tried to put as much in there as I could. You want to also find some information about the ongoing Aries Mat Zoom meetings. Steve, who's been doing a great job coordinating that with our adjacent sections, and participation has been very good as we discussed Aries Mat activities and Aries activities there. And if you're not included and would like to be, you need to let us know. Right now it's mostly some section managers, some assistant SECs, SECs, ECs, and assistant ECs. But we have others that join us there as well. So every month or so, we try to have an Aries Mat Zoom meeting. You'll see information about that in the section news. Also, I see that Jim, our section emergency coordinator, is online here. Thank you very much, Jim and Wanda. I'll give you a chance to tell us a little bit about the HF Hospital Coalition and the HF High Frequency Net. So that's been very popular, too, and many of the local hospitals are continuing to show interest in having amateur radio as part of their toolbox so they can be prepared for emergencies as well. Break. Hamvention is right around the corner, folks. We've only got a couple of more months, March, April, May. I would strongly suggest that if you haven't already or purchased your ticket for Hamvention planning to attend, if you haven't done your lodging arrangements, you should do those immediately as hotels and other lodging in that area is filling up rapidly. Break. Also, just in the past month, we've had some tornadoes pass through the Maryland, D.C. area and from Virginia and into the Maryland area, mostly in the west central areas of Maryland. Matter of fact, it was confirmed 5 tornadoes, and some damage was done, and I heard that there were some conversations on the WeatherNet, the WeatherNet being the WeatherNet on the W3ICF system over there. So you'll see information in this section news about the WeatherNet, and I think you'll be quite pleased what you read there. That gives you an opportunity to join in with others that have an interest in weather and spotting and skywarn and other information that's very helpful when it comes to weather-related emergencies or activities. And if you're looking to upgrade to your next license class, the extra license class is going on right now at the Electronic Museum. I think they're on their third session or second session. I'm not sure, maybe third. Not too late to get involved. Information in the section news, get hold of Roel Anderson, and it's at the Electronic Museum on Thursday evenings from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. All right, very good. We'll continue on here. Thank you very much. And also, for your information, there is currently a House bill in Maryland, in the Maryland House, about amateur radio. And let me just scroll down here for just a second. I'll read this to you. I think it's important for all of us to know this. I put a link in there as well. Just a moment here. Yeah, so Maryland House Bill 1225, Amateur Radio Antennas for 2020. This was sponsored by several delegates, which are listed in the section news. And right now, it's been had its first reading, and it's going to have a hearing on the 3rd of March at 1 p.m. And this has to do with popularizing and getting done the necessary state law to allow amateur radios to have a antenna, reasonable accommodations for an antenna in their area. And it's very important you read that as much support as possible. So you'll see that in there under Maryland government in the section news. Great. Okay, the next HamFest coming up for the Maryland DC section will be the Great Hagerstown HamFest on Saturday, May the 2nd, and I'll be up there at the HamFest, so maybe I'll give some presentations for you, and we'll get an opportunity to talk a little bit more about what's going on in the Maryland section. And after that would be the 24th of May for the Memorial Weekend HamFest, sponsored by the Maryland FM Association out at the Howard County Fairgrounds. So looking forward to seeing some of you there as well. Great. And some of you might be already aware of this, but N3HF, Mr. Woodward, had passed away, and the repeaters in Ocean City and Silver Spring have now been coordinated through TMARC with new call signs, and I'll publish that in the next section news so that you can have an opportunity to use those. So if you haven't, there's a reason why you haven't seen N3HF. And that's been re-coordinated with new call signs. So you'll see that coming up here in the next on the next section news. Thank you. Great. All right. Let me switch over the roster here. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink conference server and his repeater, John's repeater. Thank you, John. And other linked systems. So let's go over the roster. Let's start first with the section staff and have them give us a little update what's going on in their areas, and then we'll go ahead and get through the roster. I can see on the list. So let's start with Chris, our BTN net manager, AB3WG. Chris, you'll be first, and we'll go from there. This is KB3MXM. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, good evening, Marty. Thanks very much for the fine job you're doing for the MDC section. Been pretty busy this month for me, doing a lot of handling a lot of traffic on the traffic net. We're always looking for folks to jump in and help out there. If you'd like to get involved in traffic handling, send me an email, ab3wg@arrl.net. Also, trying to keep on top of the stuff that's going on at the league between NTS and ARES. The Public Service Enhancement Working Group is looking into those relationships, and some changes may be coming from that, so we're keeping an eye on that. And lots of other stuff going on, doing some stuff with our ARES group and staying busy running nets and doing some training and that kind of stuff. So a lot going on over here, and hope everybody has a great weekend, and we're looking forward to the time change coming up in next month. So I'll turn it back to you, AB3WG.
All right, Chris, very good. And I just put in the text window here the web address for the Baltimore Traffic Net. It's baltimoretraffic.net. Go there. You'll find out information about traffic handling, net control operations, and a bunch of other great information. Very important during disasters to be able to handle message traffic into and out of affected areas. So thank you very much, Chris. Next, I'd like to go over to Jim and Wanda to give us a briefing on the HF Hospital Net and the Hospital Coalition. They've been working very, very hard at getting more and more interest. And I'll give them a second to get ready here. We'll go to... yes, thank you, Scott, for also posting that. And we'll have them go now and tell us more about the HFHN. Go ahead, Jim, Wanda, you're up.
Hey, this is WB3KAS, your Section Emergency Coordinator. Very good evening, Marty, and everyone else on the net. I see you've got a good audience here tonight. We had a very, very robust write-up in the newsletter, which I'm pretty proud of, which hopefully can articulate the range and depth of what we're going through for the hospital program. For those who are in Region 5, and that's listed in there what counties you are, we are embarking on the last county, St. Mary's County, to get radios in the hospital, and Region 5 will be complete. Next option is to move up to Region 3, which contains John Hopkins, which we are already established with. They've been on the air already in January. Wanda can talk a little bit about that. And last but not least is the system of the Eastern Shore. That is near and dear to our hearts because it's very sparsely populated. And for those who are over there, we want to get involved with the hospital program, give us a call. Contact Wanda since she heads up the program. One more thing is I don't see Steve on the list. I don't know if he's working tonight or what, but the ARES MAP program coming along very, very, very fine. We are trying to get a location together possibly over in the Delaware Hempfest, April the 18th. I don't think that's charged yet. But I'm sure more information will be coming out on that. And finally, they're going to rejuvenate the Runlink training, Runlink net, starting next month. And Steve has a write-up, I believe, in the newsletter. And we're going to put one out, a special one, standalone, to let everybody know how it works, what you have to do to participate. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's the net from WB3KAS.
Okay, Jim, thank you very much for that that briefing on the hospital activities. Very important, and I've seen this firsthand and also heard it as they're doing their practice exercises. Very well done and very crisp. So if you're looking for activities that are near your hospital, as I've said, if you draw a 10-mile circle around your QTH, you should be involved in or know about everything going on in that 10 10 miles circle. Like, where are your schools? Where are your health care facilities? Where are your nursing homes, transportation facilities? Because you might very well be the only situational awareness that's available in that area, or you might be the only ham operator that's capable of operating within that 10-mile diameter area. So just figure out where 10 miles from your QTH is and try to get as much situational awareness in your area, because it could be very valuable. Thanks again, Jim. Appreciate that. Let's take a break. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. Section Echo Link Conference here on the WB3GXW Echo Link system and repeater. Stand by. All right, I'm making sure I get people off the out of the Echo Link list and get it on my roster here, because things do change. And stand by. I got one more to grab. Stand by just to... Oh, I have Stu. Okay, very good. All right, let's go to the top of the list here. First of all, I'd like to... I think he's in listen mode only. Hang on just a second. I did see something here. Well, I do not know. Okay, so KJ7 is in listen only. We recognize you, KJ7KNG. Thank you very much for joining us here. And Wanda's next. Okay, we'll go to Wanda, and I'll collect some more names off the roster list. We're going to go to KA3AHI. Wanda, go ahead.
Good evening to you, Marty, and to everyone who's checked into the net here tonight. Again, my name is Wanda Montgomery. My position within Marty's organization here is the assistant section manager for the hospital program. And the referral to Johns Hopkins Hospital, there were 31 hams. This was the, we meet quarterly. We have a quarterly drill. So the January drill was of service to Johns Hopkins Hospital. There were 31 hams that supported the January 2nd hospital program drill. The main focus was a connection between Johns Hopkins Hospital Baltimore and the sister hospital, All Children's Hospital in St. Petersburg, Florida. We had several of our different counties that was supporting that, and we were very happy that 31 hams, so there was actually 32 people counting the non-ham that facilitated the All Children's Hospital connection down there. And all of this was done via Winmore. Okay, now I'd like to pass along Fort Washington Hospital is now, Adventist Healthcare, Fort Washington Medical Center, and is an urgent care facility. We have been trying very hard to get in to talk with the gentleman that is now in charge of that hospital, and we will get in there. It's just probably a little bit early for us to try to enter the hospital until they get a little more set up, a little more familiar with who's who, et cetera. Mr. Stoddard is the gentleman we will be working with for this, and he was on conference call in the Region 5 meeting on Wednesday. So I'm looking forward to meeting with him in person and reporting out on the wonderful program that Aries has. We have a robust team of operators over there with Pam and Jeff and Ken, Dan, and a new gentleman just came in for the first time in January. So I'm not so sure of his name, but he seemed to be very happy. He came to the meeting prior to the hospital drill. I invited him, and sure enough, he showed up. So we will keep tabs on that gentleman. Also, I'd like to report that April the 2nd is the second quarterly hospital drill. And I'd like to see a lot of people participate from their locations. And you don't have to be in a hospital necessarily to participate in the hospital drill. We'd like to hear from anyone who has a connection in any of the hospitals or who is desiring to connect, have the setup in the hospital program. I go around to all the hospitals and talk to them and seek out the right people to listen to what we do, and so far it's been quite successful. believe that's what I have for the net here tonight. I appreciate it very much, and you can read more information about the program and the activities of the HFHN. The HFHN net is the Wednesday following the third Monday. That is the HF Hospital Net, Wednesday following the third Monday of each month. So please join us. We had 19 check-ins for the Wednesday of this week, and we'd like to have a lot more. We've had as many as 50 check-ins over my time being involved in the program here. So enjoy having to work with everyone. So back to net control from KA3AHI. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Wanda. Thank you very much for that nice report. And I heard you, Ken. Hang on just a second there for me. And thank you for giving us some insights into the hospital net and the activities there. Very good program, well run, and everyone should find an opportunity if you can get on HF. Another good reason, if you haven't quite got your general yet, there's a good reason for that as well. You can be prepared and assist when needed. Okay, I want to recognize a few stations that are in listen mode, just so I recognize those. Let's go with, I see KC3, Oscar, Foxtrot, Jerry's in the listen mode. KB3, Zulu, Juliet, Neil, thank you. KB3, JQQ, listen only. And Chris, as I mentioned before, KJ7, KNG. Thank you for that. All right. Okay, very good. And John's saying, Ken, your audio is just a little hot. Look down there at the bottom. You don't want it to be pounding the yellow side, so just a little bit less. You'll be just fine. We hear you just fine, by the way. Good signal. All right, we have a couple of systems that are linked in. I'm going to check those now and get some more stations, and then we'll go through the roster. So if you stand by, we'll be back right after this. KB3MXM, Maryland, D.C., Section Echo Link Net. Stand by, please. All right, first I'm going to go to W3SMD Link System, Maryland. Do we have any stations on the W3SMD? Your call sign, please.
Good evening, Marty. W1JD. Nothing to add here. You're doing a good job. Long time no hear. And carry on. W1JD.
All right, W1JD. Thank you very much for checking in with us this evening, sir, and thanks for your support. Any other stations on the W3SMD system?
Kilo 3, Romeo Lima Whiskey, no comments, no additions.
Okay, we got Kilo 3, Romeo Lima Whiskey. Thank you for checking in. All right, do we have any stations? Wait a minute, let's see. Oh, yeah, Mike might be on. Mike, KA2JII, go ahead and check in if you're there and call stations on your conference node there for me. Thank you.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. Let me share a little bit of news from our area here first, a little bit about some of our recent monthly meetings. This past month, we had a review of ARIES training requirements, gave the membership a pretty good review of what the requirements are and what they need to do. And also, we had an excellent presentation by Chris, AB3WG, on traffic handling, radiograms, how to voice them, how to write them. It was very informative. I got many, many good comments about it from the membership afterwards. Next month, we are going to be doing WinLink training again. This time, we're going to be working on peer-to-peer and maybe one or two other topics related to that. The for WinLink, one of the things we have been doing for some time is every weekend we encourage the members to send a test message in. They go to Ron N3WOF, who is our local WinLink expert here with our group. And what Ron has been doing now is each month he selects a different feature or a different aspect of WinLink and suggests that the members use that and exercise that when they send their weekly checking in. So we've tried that here for the last couple of months, which seems to be working well and gives people a little broader view of what the program can do. We have VE testing coming up next week. That's the 25th, hosted by the Maryland Mobileers and conducted at the National Electronics Museum in Linthicum. Doors open at 5:45 p.m. And I think that's it, Marty. So I'm going to take check-ins now. We'll see who else we have here. I already have several people checked in. KB3KWT, WJ3K, KB3TEL, KC3OQP, W4VJU, and KB3ZZJ. So I'm going to ask all you guys to stand by while I ask if there are any others who would like to check in on the Annapolis 442 repeater. Please call now.
Number 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Melford, and Bowie.
And 3, SEO, Severn Park.
Okay, I heard two more there. I got Milford and Frank, so stand by. And I'll go up to the top of the list and ask each person to come in with their comments and ask you to please be brief because I know Marty probably has a lot more check-ins after us yet. So let's start with Paul, KB3KWT, for comments.
No comments. This is KB3KWT.
Gordon, WJ3K. Go ahead. Okay, let me move on next to Arnold, K3TEL, go ahead.
K3TEL, I'll say good evening to all and section staff. And that's about it. I'm just listening. Over.
Okay, Arnold, thank you. Next is W4VJU for comments. Go ahead.
No comments from me. This is W4VJU, Janie, here in Leonardtown, Maryland.
Okay, thank you, Jane. Next is KB3ZZJ. Go ahead. Nothing heard from Neil. Milford is next, N3WYG.
November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Good evening, everybody, especially Marty and Mike. Thanks for letting me join me on this. I normally have my computer up, but it's in the shop. And speaking of computers, I do want to thank WB3KAS, Kim, and K3GSO, Stephen, for helping this old fella get onto the WinLink and keeping it going. And it's been a Herculean project, but those two fellows have stuck with me, and we're in pretty good shape now. So thank you to everybody. I wanted to let you guys know publicly that I do appreciate it. With that, I'll pass it back. K3JAI, this is November 3, with the Yankee Golf, Milford, and Bowie.
Thank you, Milford. Frank, N3SEO, go ahead.
Good evening, all. It's Frank in Severna Park. Back in it, N3SEO.
Okay, and let me try Gordon one more time. WJ3K, are you there?
This is WJ3K. I think I got a microphone problem the first time around, Mike. So you said everything I was going to say, WJ3K.
Okay, Gordon, thank you. Marty, that takes me through the list. I want to mention before I go that the MOU was submitted, and I thank you and Jim for the quick turnaround on that. I appreciated it, and so did the county. Marty, I'll turn this back to you. This is KA2JAI, 73 all.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much for that. Let's go back to, I had W1JD, and then I had K3RLW. I heard you check in. We'll give you a chance. Do you have anything for the net, sir? All right, nothing heard. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Section Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW conference server and linked repeater systems. Let's continue with our list this evening. Thank you all for being patient. Let's go to Gary Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Sierra Romeo, KO4BSR. Gary, go ahead. All right, nothing heard there. We'll come back to Phil's repeater in just or his system. Give me a chance there, Phil. I'm going to get through the list a little bit here. How about Jeff, KB3SPH?
Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. down here in Charles County on April 26th. It's a Sunday. I'll be hosting the 5th Annual Connector Workshop and Antenna Build. We're going to be working on a 40, 75, 80 link dipole antenna. If you want to participate, if you're in the area, send me an email at kb3sph@arrl.net. Again, that's Sunday, April 26th. Back to Net from KB3SPH.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Jeff. April 26th, the 5th Connector Workshop Antenna Build. Email Jeff at his call signs, KB3SPH, Sierra Papa Hotel, at arrl.net. Let's go to Dave, KB3IGW. Dave, you're next.
Good evening, Marty, and everybody else. This is WB3IGW. Just wanted to say hi from Glen Burnie. And our club, the Maryland Mobileers, is actually starting a social breakfast the first Saturday of each month. Our first breakfast will be March the 7th, Saturday, March the 7th. And all club members are invited. That's about it, Marty. Thanks for hosting the Ethernet link. This is WB3ITW, 73.
Okay, Dave, very good. Thank you very much. Okay, so we have him linked in. Let's go with Rick, AB3, X-ray Juliet. Rick, you're next. All right, next on my list is November 2, Oscar, Mike, Charlie. Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Marty, everybody else on the net. A lot of activity going on down here in St. Mary's County. With the St. Mary's County Club, we are going to be hosting a table slash demo at the upcoming STEM Fest on February 29th at the Pax River Naval Air Museum. Looking forward to that. There should be 500-plus kids and parents there. And looking forward to showing ham radio to all the kids and all the people at the STEM Fest. Also, with the ARIES program down here, it's getting spun up. We're now doing a biweekly net, and we're getting everybody spun up on WinLink and a few other things. So good to see the ARIES activity increasing down here in St. Mary's County. So that's about it, Marty. Back over to you from N2OMC.
Okay, Chris, very good. You must be close to the radar down there. I heard the pulse repetition frequency go through while you were chatting. I was hoping for another rotation there. I was timing the first one. Okay, thank you very much, sir. Let's go to Neil, KB3. Oh, we did Neil the other. Oh, he's in listen only mode. I'm sorry. Okay, Neil, we have you listed again. So listed only. Let's go to Rick, N3RO in Frederick. Go ahead, Rick.
Good evening, Marty. N3RO in Frederick, Maryland. I didn't fire up the link tonight, Marty. Just using my smartphone, sitting here by the fireplace with a good book, listening to the net. You're doing a fine job. Just a minor correction. I wanted to note that the WeatherNet on Thursday nights at 7:30 local time, whether it's daylight or Eastern Standard, it doesn't matter. It's 7:30. It is on the W3ICF-R node for the repeater. Without the R, it's Phil's private link, and the net is on the -R link. And starting in March, we will be starting our third year of the WeatherNet, and it has been growing and growing. It's getting so the last month we have over 20 check-ins from several states every week, and it continues to grow. More and more Washington County stations are coming in from Western Maryland as they learn of the weekly net. So It continues to grow. In fact, I am going to start a net control, a Skywarn net control training class in the spring to try to expand net controls for the WeatherNet and Skywarn for Frederick County. Back to you, Marty. Thank you. This is N3RO. Over.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Rick, very much. Yes. And there are some Skywarn classes coming up. I did not put them in the section news. I think everybody knows where to find them. You go to National Weather Service and use the key letters LWX, Lima Whiskey X-Ray, and you'll see there are some Skywarn classes that are coming up here, some in basic, some in flooding, and some of them are prerequisites. You've got to have something to get the next. So good opportunity for some training. And it goes into your toolbox as an amateur radio operator. Thank you very much. Let's go down to Terry, K3RBT. Terry, go ahead. All right, nothing from Terry. Let's go to Tommy, N3TJO. Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Good evening to everybody on the net. Thanks for running the net tonight. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at the National Electronics Museum is the annual Techno Swap Fest. So it's not just a ham fest. It's all electronics, robotics, and Raspberry Pi, Arduino. There's all sorts of things to keep you interested. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. at the National Electronics Museum in Linthicum. And 3TJO, back to net control.
All right, very good. Thank you, Tommy. And by the way, I just want to let everybody know that Scott, JQQ is right now, he's in the co-pilot seat. Thank you very much, Scott, for keeping the text window populated and updated. So he just listed the address for you to go to the National Weather Service for Sterling. Thank you very much. And also Skywarn, that's very important as well. So thank you. And this is the reason for the net, because we get to share what's going on throughout the section, throughout Maryland and D.C. and the surrounding areas. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland D.C. Section Manager. You're listening to the Maryland D.C. Section Monthly Echo Link Net here on the WB3GXW conference server and link repeaters. We're going to take a short standby. We'll be right back to finish our roster out this evening. All right, we're back. Let's go the next two. It's going to be W3ICF, Phil, anyone on your system, and then we're going to go over to Ken on POX-L. He'll be after you, Phil. So let's go to W3ICF first. This is KB3MXM.
Good evening, Marty. W3ICF here. First off, I want to go ahead and get a Kilo 3 Kilo Oscar Hotel Kurt. He's a parallel in here with me on this one, and then I'll check the repeater there. I can't see it tonight, so I go ahead, Marty, and give Kurt a call there. That's K3KOH. He's a fairly new amateur here in the area. Back to you, Marty.
All right, Phil. Thank you, Kurt. Kilo 3 Kilo Oscar Hotel. Is that right? Go ahead, Kurt. How about a few words for our net here?
Thank you, Marty, and thank you, Phil. K3KOH, Kurt here in Jefferson, Maryland, joining in on Echo Link for the first time, and don't want to hog the airwaves here, but getting into the technology. So I will keep listening, and we'll follow up with future meetings. K3KOH, back to the net.
Thank you, Kurt, very much. Please come back and join us. Go ahead, Phil. Keep on going.
Okay, I'd like to go ahead now and sort of page the repeater. Once again, I'm working in blind mode here tonight, but I do thank John for linking up the repeater straight into the conference server. Thank you very much, John. Who do we have on the W3ICF-R repeater there? RF or Echo Link? I'm blind to both ways, so just give your call, and Marty will write them down and come back at you. W3ICF. W3ICF connections, go ahead now, please, one at a time.
KV3, Echo Oscar Foxtrot, Sandy in Middletown.
Anybody else on the repeater, RF or Echo Link? Come ahead, please. I guess that's it, Marty, so you can go ahead and give Sandy a check there. He's another newbie in the Frederick County. It's not just instantaneous here, but he's one of our newer folks there. So give Sandy a call there, please, Marty.
Oh, I will do. Sandy, I've actually heard you on the radio. I couldn't talk, but I was definitely monitoring. KB3EOF, Sandy, a few words for our net here this evening, sir. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Marty. KB3EOF out here in Frederick County, Middletown. Is it too early to say I'm looking forward to field day? I'm actually thinking about those warm summer nights on a cold night like it is now and putting together antennas to have some fun out in the warm summertime. Back to the net. KB3EOF, WTICO.
I think that takes care of us, Marty. Thank you very much for being patient with us. And once again, thanks for John's help here tonight. W3ICF, back to net control.
Okay, Phil, thank you very much. Let me grab, I've got Kevin, Victor Alpha 3, Kilo Delta Yankee. Let me grab Kevin here real quick, and then we'll go through the rest of the Eric, you're going to be next after Kevin. November, zero, Mike, you'll be next. Let's grab Kevin here. He just checked in. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to our net here. You're listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. Section Echolink net, where we pull the entire section together and share what's going on. Do you have a few words for us this evening? Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, hello. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with my station here, my situation with Echolink. I just hooked it up to with Ubuntu, and it seemed to be working, then it seemed to fail, and I'm hoping it's back working again. It seems like it is. What do you think? Back to you.
Well, Kevin, my name is Marty. I'm the section manager in Maryland, D.C. I would give you a 5x5 copy on that, and it's working okay as far as I'm concerned. Where exactly are you located so I can throw that QTH on my roster sheet here, sir?
Very good, Marty. Victor Alpha 3, Kilo Delta Yankee, back to you. I'm located in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, which is just about 20 kilometers outside of Toronto. Back to you.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Mississauga in Canada, thank you very much for joining us this evening. We'll let you run off here and continue with your Ubuntu install or whatever you're doing over there, but it's working right now. Thanks again. And please continue to listen. We've got a few more stations to check in on the roster this evening, and then we'll do the alibis. Let's go to Eugene. Let's go to Eric. November, zero, Mike. Go ahead, Eric.
JQQ.
Here is November, zero, Mike. Don't have much to contribute, so back to net.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Let's go to November 3, Whiskey Bravo. November 3, Whiskey Bravo, your turn. All right, let's go to Pam. Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Whiskey Sierra. Pam, go ahead.
Thank you, Marty. This is Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Whiskey Sierra. Last month, the Fort Washington Amateur Radio Club hosted another successful field day weekend. We were at the Nanjmoy Creek Environmental Education Center in Charles County, Maryland. We had participants from three different radio clubs and PG Aries for a total of 10 people throughout the weekend. And we, too, are looking forward to summer field day. Back to net control, KB3SWS.
Yeah, I was hoping to get out a little bit more for winter field day, and fortunately, I just didn't have enough. I did get up to, I went over to, I think it was Howard County, Carroll County. I went over there, and it was a nice setup, too. So I heard a lot of activities going on the radio. It really looked more like contesting to me, folks. I mean, you guys were doing fantastic. I don't think the bands were great the entire day, but nevertheless, it was fun to get out, and we didn't have, I don't think anyone had to put up with rain or snow. that's a good thing. Thanks, Pam, for that update. Let's go to Stu, WI3J. Stu, a few comments for our net, sir.
Hey, good evening, Marty, everyone on net. WI3J, Stu here in Gaithersburg. And thanks for that reminder there, Pam. Yeah, I participated a little bit in Winter Field Day. I worked from home. I was in one hotel, but it was very relaxed, so that was nice. And then last week, I worked a little bit of the school club roundup. They do that in February and I think October, you know, school stations, club stations or whatever. I think I worked one out there in Colorado. There was not a lot of activity, but I think it was Loveland, Colorado. So that was very good. Thank you, Marty. Taking a net, back to you, WI3J.
Okay, Stu, thanks thanks for that. And I didn't think about working field day from the QTH here. I'm so busy. All right, thanks again. Let's go to Randy, K3RHT, Romeo Hotel Tango. Randy, go ahead. All right, Randy might be gone. Let's go to Hugh, K3HU. All right, nothing there. N3EKO, you're next. All right, I think that's the end of my list. If I've missed anyone, I apologize. Is there any station I did not call or came in late that would like to be added? And for a few comments, your call signs, please.
Whiskey Alpha 3, Tango Oscar Yankee.
Okay, there's Kurt. Skywarn and WA3TOY. Kurt, a few words for the net, please.
Alrighty, I totally forgot about the net until I put the radio in the scanning mode and heard your voice on multiple repeaters. Then I realized what was going on. So sorry for checking in late. Don't know if this has been covered or not, but the Sterling Weather Office is now posting some Skywarn classes on their calendar. So if anybody wants to take any Skywarn classes, there's opportunities coming up. Other than that, Marty, I don't really have much. So back to you, WA3TOY.
All right, Kurt, very good. Thank you. Okay, and yes, it was mentioned. I did mention about Skywarn, and Scott posted them in the text box for WLX, so hopefully you'll get some interest over there. Remember, you have to register. You have to use the Everbright, whatever it's called. You got to use that. You got to register for these classes, okay? Please, 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 please register. Okay, is there any other stations I haven't checked or any with alibis? This is your time. Your call sign, please. All right, I'll leave you with these three words. Amateur radio is a hobby. Emergency communications is not. Loyalty and dedication is always needed. And please be patient with all of your other radio operators, especially during disasters, as it can be very difficult for both disaster survivors, and first responders. We look forward to you helping each other and your communities throughout 2020. And please do it safely. As was mentioned, for field day or other activities, be safety first, always. Thanks again for joining us this evening here on the 21st of February for the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net. The next net will be next month on the third Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time here on the WB3GXW conference server. I'd like to thank John Creel, and if John's on, John, are we going to have any messages? I know you were texting here. Are we going to have any news and other things tomorrow? It's your turn. Go ahead, sir. Closing remarks.
KG3MSM, WB3KAS.
All right, Jim, hang on just a second. John, are you there? KB3GXW, you there, John? All right, John's not in the microphone. Yes, Jim, WB3KAS. Go ahead, Jim.
Jim from the lead. Potential EC and EC folks are waiting on.
I'm sorry, Jim, I wasn't following. One more time, please.
Wonder if you have any updates on the EC appointments that we've committed to the league. We haven't heard from them in a while.
No, I haven't had any updates, and thank you for the reminder. I'll have to do that. I also have some other paperwork I have to get through as well for some upcoming league activities. And Tom is returning here in April, so I want to try to get some things ready. I think he's going to have a division meeting. So let me do those. I just copied it down here for EC appointment updates, and let me check with them next week for you. Is that okay?
Roger that. Thank you very much. WBCKAS.
And I've been to the mountain. Thanks for asking. Okay, folks, have a great evening. Have a great weekend if you can enjoy some of this nice weather. And hope to see some of you at the upcoming events. Please support your amateur radio club and your fellow amateur radio operators and your communities. And be safe out there. This is KB3MXM. This is now the end of the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net. Good night and 7-3s to all.
7-3, Marty. WA3TOY.
Thank you, Kurt. 7-3 to you.
Yeah, 4, that's good.
Jim, you broke up. One more time, Jim. Try again.
Let's try a different computer here. W4 Victor Juliet United, and this is WB3KAS.